The former Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, appears all but locked in as the new leader of the Liberal Party, but things are a little more uncertain in the junior coalition partner. The election triggers an automatic spill for the leadership of the Nationals, and it's expected Barnaby Joyce will face a contest. National Rural Reporter Kath Sullivan has more.
The election results have left Liberals shell-shocked, but it wasn't such a bad night for the Nationals. Although the party's vote went backwards in plenty of its lower house seats, it looks set to hold all 16 of them, a point Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce is keen to make.
When the Liberals unfortunately lost 19 seats, we held all ours and picked up a Senate seat and went very close to winning a further two. Now, I think people in regional areas and the mail I am getting, people are very happy with the job that the Nationals did.
But it's Barnaby Joyce's role in other races that's prompting questions and criticism within the coalition. Many Teal candidates sought to link their Liberal opponents to the Nationals leader and his views on issues like climate change. Barnaby Joyce isn't apologising.
You know, if we start trying to be the party for regional areas and the party also for inner suburban areas, then we'll have a confused message and our people will leave us behind.
Some of his colleagues think a little more reflection is warranted, including former leader Michael McCormack.
We've got some members sitting on a knife edge. All of us, or most of us, have taken a real haircut. And we've lost inner city seats where they campaigned using Barnaby's name. So there was never any campaigns in inner city electorates using my name.
He thinks interventions from people like Queensland Senator Matt Canavan, who used the campaign to declare that net zero was dead, weren't helpful.
Some of the things that he has said would have been better left unsaid. And if you could use that quote, that'd be great.
Michael McCormack isn't ruling out another tilt at the leadership. Another colleague, Gippsland MP Darren Chester, took to social media to say the Nationals should take some responsibility for the coalition government's defeat.
It was simple and devastatingly effective to say a vote for those moderate Liberals was a vote for dinosaurs and the Nationals who didn't believe in climate change.
Senator Canavan isn't shifting his position.
No, because I'm not going to apologise for saying the truth. Net zero is a failed agenda.
He's backing Barnaby Joyce to stay as leader.
I mean, it would be remarkable to change when we've won all our seats. We've had an extremely good result in the context of losing government.
However, Michael McCormack says the party has to think deeply about the position it's in.
You can't deliver for regional people when you're barking from the wilderness in opposition. And now, unfortunately, that's where we find ourselves. We are very much outside the tent and it's very difficult.
Nationals MP Michael McCormack ending that report from Kath Sullivan and Tom Lowry.